ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. हरे कृष्ण.
So that is your result. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, then it means punarjanmana, not punarjanmana, punarjanmana. That's from which verse? Another famous verse. Say it. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti na iti mameti saha arjuna. One who understands me in truth, Krishna says, doesn't get born again. Just see, Mayavadi is there, standing in fire. Panchatapa, five kinds of fires. One fire, that sun beating in the midday. Exactly, just like fire, no joke. That's from up and from down also, because it reflects on the rock. They'll sit on the rock. The rock is, isn't it, in the hot season? If you're on the pavement in the town, then the heat coming up from the pavement, and from the, it's more than the sun on your head. And then if you build fire around you, then you have to sit and meditate. And that's what they're doing to get liberated. And they have to do that for many lifetimes. And even then, Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayora tabhimanasa muni pungavanam sopyasti atparvata simnya vinchintya tatve govindavadi purusham tamaham vajam. They can't get liberation, even though they're going through such difficulties. And Krishna says, janma karma shamedi vyam evang yuveti tatvata chakvadeham punar janmana. You just understand me, Krishna says, and no more birth to live. Just understand. How can we understand? By surrendering to Krishna. And who will surrender to Krishna? Who will take to the surrendering process? Who is less sinful? Who is not envious of Krishna? He will find. What's the next verse? Iram te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya karachana nacha. What is it? Nacha shu shu shave vacha vacham nachamam yoga suyati. It shouldn't be spoken to those who are envious or not austere or not engaged in devotional service, because they will twist the meaning in nasty, horrible ways, just like this verse, savadhaman parityajya. So Dr. Radha Krishnan, who's an authority on philosophy, accepted all over the world as an authority on Indian philosophy. So he has commented, what is sharanagati? Anukulasya sankalpa. So he translates this as goodwill to all beings. And the verse is about, this verse is from Vaishnava Tantra. This Sharanagati means surrender to Krishna. And he has translated Anukulyasya Sankalpa as goodwill to all living beings, because he's envious of Krishna. He doesn't want to say that we should, the proper understanding is anukul, whatever is anukul, whatever is favorable to surrender to Krishna, that we should take up. Sankalpa means very seriously. I mean, sankalpa means to take a firmly determined vow. I must do whatever is favorable for devotional service. And pratikul yasya varjanam, whatever is unfavorable, give it up. That means there's some austerities involved in that also. Just like Prabhupada gives the example of rising early in the morning and going to Mangalarti. That it may seem very difficult. You don't want to do it, but you have to do it because that is anukul, that is favorable for your devotional progress. You may think it's not very anukul for my health and comfort, but for our spiritual development, for our Krishna consciousness, that is required. Even if there's no hot water, or even if there was some disturbance in the night or whatever, it's required, rise early. And pratikul yasya varjanam, we should give up. That, so within those things which are not favorable to devotional service, we should give that up. Should be given up. Give it up. So that is expanded, this process of devotional service, these six things. Rakshishyatiti vishvaso. What are our activities? We should take up those activities which are favorable for advancement and give up those which are not favorable. And then what is our attitude? Rakshishyatiti vishvaso. With firm faith, Krishna will protect me. Goptritve varanam tatha. That Krishna is maintaining me. Atma nikshepa, full surrender, body, mind and words. Karpanya means humility. So what is our attitude in performing these activities? This nectar, we can say this whole book, Nectar of Devotion, this is expanded from this verse, especially the section describing how to perform devotional service. So rules and regulations are there. Do this, don't do that. Vidhi nisheda means do's and do nots. Vidhi means this should be done. That is a rule. It's binding. Nisheda means should not be done. So there are do's and do nots. These things should be done. One should worship the deity. One should perform Mangalarti. One should perform Sankirtan. One should circumambulate the deity. There are so many do's and do nots. One should not lie down in the temple. One should not pass air in the temple. One should not belch in the temple. One should not tell lies or in the temple. There's so many different do nots, do's and do nots. So this means that is what is favorable, what is unfavorable. That is being defined. This is favorable for devotional service. Therefore you should do it. You should go to Mangalarti. And actually what is the beginning? Beginning is, of all these different things, is Ado Guru Vashraya, one should take shelter of a spiritual master. Krishna Dikshanu Shikshanam, one should take initiation and instruction. Sushruve Guru Sevaya, one should serve him with great enthusiasm. So all these different activities are there. Do's and do nots. How to advance in Krishna consciousness. And then, what is our attitude? That means philosophical understanding. Proper philosophical understanding has to be there. Otherwise, even if we're performing the activities, they are purifying and they will help us to understand. But at the same time, we have to understand. Otherwise, if we perform the activities but we don't understand, we won't properly advance. And that we practically see in India. Prabhupada, more than once he said that everyone in India is Krishna conscious, even the Muslims. Sometimes seems a little difficult to understand. But anyway, Prabhupada said that. And many times we see also Muslims actually with a little preaching to, they can be brought around to Krishna consciousness to some extent. Anyway, Prabhupada said that, and we see that even now many, many people, they visit temples, Vaishnava temples. If you go to Jaipur, you'll see several hundred people every day going for Mangalarti, 4:30 in the morning. If you go to Tirupati, you'll see lakhs of people, thousands of people every day. Nathdwara, you see, just like we're seeing the people, they're going, Indian people, when they go for a holiday or their outing, they come to Kutachadri or some place, some religious place. They may drink and smoke. They would do that anyway, wherever they go. But they have some idea, okay, let's go. We'll go to the temple, we'll get some benefits. So not very advanced level of God consciousness, but something is there. Some idea is there. So, or even in our own temples we see. You'll see in our ISKCON Bombay temple, so many people, they come regularly. So many temples people are coming. But if they don't listen to the classes, they don't hear the philosophy, or if no one's speaking the philosophy, or if there's someone bogus speaking the philosophy, which is more common in all the temples, then even they're coming and they have some idea of devotion to Krishna, they'll say, they'll discuss among themselves. You'll see two devotees in Jaipur say, "Oh, geez, Krishna is looking very nice today." Oh, and they run, "Oh, Govinda," they're very happy. Then if you discuss with them some philosophy, they're coming day after day, all their lives they're coming. And Govinda, "Yes, we're Vaishnavas." And you discuss with them, and they say, "Yes," they'll say some outrageous thing, like some funny thing they'll say, wrong philosophy. When I was in Dwarka, I saw the priest, they're saying, "It's really a nasty idea. Krishna had to die by being shot by a hunter because in his previous life he killed Bali from behind, so he had to suffer in that way." Some completely rascal idea. And this is in Dwarka, which is supposed to be, of course, Shankaracharya's there too, but it's supposed to be a place of Krishna bhakti. Or you'll find there in Jaipur, you'll speak with someone and say, "Their idea, oh, they're Mayavadi." And now you'll see, nowadays Ramanuja Sampradaya, mostly if you'll speak with them, they have a big tilak like this. Mostly if you speak with them, they're all mixed up with Mayavad ideas. So without getting the right philosophy, even you may be doing the right things, but you won't actually make proper progress. So hearing has to be there to understand why we're doing what we're doing. Rakshishyatiti vishvaso. What does Sharanagati means? Taking shelter. So we have to have faith that Krishna will protect us. And then what does it mean that Krishna will protect us? We have to understand who we are. If we think I'm this body, then we may, for protection, we may think, well, I'll rely on my life insurance policy, or I'll rely on my, I keep a gun and I rely on that, or my wife will protect me, my husband will protect me. I saw once on a plane, it was so stupid. So stupid. I was going on Bangladesh to Burma or something like that. Anyway, I was going, either going to or coming from Burma, because there's lots of Western tourists that go there. So this couple, man and wife from England, were there sitting next to me. So I was talking to them. And then the plane, it's rainy season, so there are many storms. So the plane starts going woo, 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 up and down like this. And people naturally, they become afraid. If you're in a tin can, a few kilometers up in the sky, and it starts going like this, the pilot can't control it, then you might think, well, maybe, well, instead of going like this, we might start going like this. And, you know, then we'll be in the newspapers. Plane crash. So then, what I saw, it was so ridiculous. Here they are in this tin can going up and down like this. And it's not even tin, it's just aluminum. It's not even, even tin's more high class than aluminum. With some kerosene inside it. So the husband and wife are there, and the wife grabs the arm of the husband. She takes shelter of him. And he strokes her arm like this, as if to say, "Don't worry, I'm here looking after you." What's he going to do? So foolish. What's he going to do? The plane falls out of the sky and he's stroking her arm. "Don't worry, I'm here to protect you." Nonsense. So Krishna, he can actually protect us. Your husband can't protect you. Who can protect you? A nice verse of Prahlad Maharaj. If you want to get a good dose of philosophy, good dose of understanding, you read these prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. That very good analysis he has given. What is the situation? People, the one thing he says, Durashaya. Nate vidu swarjakatinghi vishnu. Durashaya ye bahiratamaninas. that these materialistic fools like you, my dear father, he's speaking to Hiranyakashipu, they don't know that the goal of life is Vishnu, and therefore they are Durasha. Durasha means bad hope. Hope against hope. They hope, they are hoping I will be happy in material life. Hopeless hope. They have hoped millions of times, at least 8,400,000 kinds of different hopes they had. And every time they are hoping, but every time their hopes are destroyed. Every time they build a nice house, maybe a snake hole or a bird's nest, and that's home sweet home, I'll be happy. They're not happy. Their home is destroyed. They are destroyed. In Perth, in Australia, I saw them showing me this. So many big buildings. They said, one man, he's built all these buildings. He owns this city, practically. So he built all these big, big buildings. And so I asked, so could you meet that man? He said, no, now he's in hospital. He's going to die. So what about his big, big buildings? They'll remain, and he's going to go. Maybe he'll come back as a rat in one of the buildings, because he's attached. And Prabhupada, they showed him one building in Stockholm. They were just renting a building, and they went in the kitchen, and one rat came running out, just like here, in these buildings. We have rats, right? They come squeaking. One rat came looking at me, so I looked at him, and he ran away. So anyway, the rat, so Prabhupada said, that was the owner of this house previously. He was attached, so he came back. But he didn't have the good karma to come back as a human, so he came back as a rat. So he's hoping he'll be happy. Durasha. So that Prahlad Maharaj explains later on in more detail when he's praying to Nrisimhadev. What is that? Naratasya chagata mudanvanti majjatona. What is it? Balasya neya sharanam pitaro nrisimha. Naratasya chagata mudanvanti majjatona. No. He says that the children, they are taking shelter of their parents, thinking that my father and mother will protect me. But they can't protect. Even the powerful king, Chitraketu, he's all soldiers, doctors, so many things. But when his son was to die, he couldn't protect him. So the parents are thinking, I'm protecting the child. And the children are thinking, my parents are protecting me. But they can't actually protect. Balasya neha pitaroshan nrsimha. He's speaking to Nrsimha. Naratasya chagadam udangvanti majjato. No. Or if you are stranded in the middle of an ocean, even if you have a good boat, there's no guarantee you're going to be saved. The boat may come. You may not be able to get in the boat. You may drown before the boat comes. Or you may get in the boat and the boat may capsize. The boat, in the middle of an ocean, the boat is no guarantee of your safety. Titanic ship was there, unsinkable ship. They built an unsinkable ship. They thought their ship will never end. Maiden voyage. Went to the bottom of the sea. And everyone on board. Unsinkable. So at least since then they had enough sense to say, they never ever said again that this ship is unsinkable. At least they learned their lesson. No guarantee. Krishna gave them a good kick. You think it's unsinkable? No, not unsinkable. So the point is, Prahlad Maharaj is making, that Krishna is the actual shelter. No one can protect you. There's no shelter in this material world. Krishna is the shelter. So that Rakshishyatiti Vishvaso, that Krishna can protect me. And anyway, what does protection mean? Protection for the body? That also Krishna may give. Or he may not. He may take away your body. He may even this body. Maybe. But devotee is confident that Krishna will protect me. Even if the body is destroyed, Krishna will protect me. With that faith, he goes on. So it's a very big subject. Anyway, we should surrender to Krishna. I think we all probably, our trekkers probably have some rounds to chant still, is it? All right, so we'll finish that. I also have one or two rounds to make up 16. So we'll finish that, we'll take rest. And even though our bodies may be... No, actually the ones who didn't make it from Mangalwadi didn't make it up the hill either, so your bodies won't be aching, I hope. So you should... Even if you feel your body is aching, you have to get it up in the morning for Mangalwadi, these miserable conditions of life. We have to get up in the morning, how horrible. But then if you become more enthusiastic, then you'll think not to get up in the morning is horrible. The thought of sleeping all morning, horrible. You see the karma, sleeping. What a horrible life. So we'll get up and glorify Srila Prabhupada on his disappearance day. Hare Krishna. All glories to his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Any question? One question.
Despite of chanting doing your sadhana, still we don't have determination, shraddha, it's not coming.
Well, that's one kind of determination, just to go on with your sadhana. Isn't it? So if you have that much determination to go on with it, then gradually the result will be there. But there are different obstacles, even when we are doing sadhana, which are, we have so many books describing these pitfalls, obstacles on the path of advancement. So we should also be aware of those and act in such a way that we don't become, that our progress is not hampered by these obstacles. Progress will be hampered by lust, greed, anger, envy, desire for name and fame and false prestige and desire for bodily comfort, laziness. There are so many different things. We should be determined to overcome these things. Hare Krishna. All glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.